Chapter 2, Little Dark Age. I am Angel Dust, and I am currently dancing my fucking ass off. Be that as it may, I'm feeling kinda sluggish right now. The moves I'm busting on my trusty pole certainly don't show that, though. I'm twisting and spinning in every goddamn way imaginable. Yet, I don't feel special. Now that I think about it, shit's been fucking boring lately. Not in the depressed, loser baby sort of way, but just sort of a I-don't-give-two-shits-about-nothing kind of way. In spite of his flat attitude, Angel's smile was just as wide as it had always been on stage. Blinding neon lights gleamed on each and every surface of the club. They were especially bright when reflecting off Angel's dancing pole. The spider demon danced ever so stylishly and full of dexterity, using all of his limbs to pull off moves no other demon could. The crowd was massive, as usual, cheering and whooping at the sight of Angel. There was no love put into his work, but he'd eventually learn to mask that. It's not that he didn't enjoy dancing, no, no. It was that he didn't enjoy doing it in this godforsaken club he's forced to work at. Sure, the pay was more than decent, but he paid for it in more ways than one. Some more painful than others. Like a well-lubricated clock, he dances the night away. By the time the show comes to an end, the stage is absolutely littered with cash, flowers, used condoms, and anything else the sick fucks that go to Valentino's main club on the regular could muster up. An unsettling nothingness clouded the room, the sound of silence oozing off the walls and seeping into my sensitive ears. I knew precisely what that meant. My performance was to be evaluated by good old Mr. V. The thought of calling him good ol' in my head made me shiver in disgust. A slow clap begins to resonate from somewhere. I dart my eyes around for just a moment, looking for the source. Up top on the second floor is where I discover Valentino, sitting on one of the lounge chairs as if it was his personal throne. Good. You did good, Angie. I shudder to the pet name. I fucking hate that name with a passion. Every time I heard it, something in the back of my mind would drag my self-esteem down through the bottom of the nine circles. It violated me. Desecrated me. Complicated me. Somehow, every post-concert interaction with any of the three Vs ended up in disaster. I wouldn't be surprised if Val was about to punch or smack me in the face, or kick me in the balls, or throw me across the room, or abuse me in any of the other 100 ways I've experienced in the past. All I could do was smile and wave as my captor waltzed down the steps with vigor.
Thank you, Daddy.
My left eye twitched from my thanks. It was only half-hearted anyway. The pimp approached me at a snail's pace. Something was definitely wrong. Thankfully, I came prepared with a couple of painkillers. Popped some before the show. Hopefully they wouldn't have to come in handy.
Follow me, Angel Cakes. Let's talk about your performance, Valentino said.
I couldn't quite pick up on his tone. Was he satisfied? Or was he about to beat the shit out of me? In any case, there was one more trick up my sleeve. I just so happened to have an old friend on speed dial.
So what you want? I get so funny with the money that you flaunt. I said, where'd you get your information from, huh? You think you confront when revelation comes?
Mortal music. It's like sugary delight for the ears. A glance at the dashboard tells me it's 3:22 a.m. Weather conditions? Cold as shit. The idea of city lair isn't exactly new to me. I don't quite understand the morning mist. It certainly isn't helping my ride. I decided to bring the Purari 458 Un Speciale for today since my Vagitech bike landed in the shop. Apparently, forcibly removing some of the features caused it to malfunction in its entirety. While it was nice to get out of this garage for the first time in Satan knows how long, The fog didn't exactly set good conditions for a drive. At least, so what you want is keeping me motivated enough to stay on the road this early in the morning. Fresh falls like to act shocked when they hear mortal songs down here. Usually, someone will let them know that copyright doesn't mean jack shit down here. Thank fuck I'm not a songwriter. Whatever monstrosity I could possibly create would just get re-uploaded and rake in the views. That would make it the official release of the song and earn all the cash. Oh, wait. I'm a fucking Goetia. Wealth isn't even a concern for me.
Lol. Lamau, even.
The mumbled comment to my inner dialogue somehow made me feel even more like an idiot than before. I suddenly feel a soft buzzing in my left pocket. Till death do us part. But we're already past that phase. My dashboard brightens up and flashes a contact on the screen. Said contact was none other than Angel Dust? Wait. Oh, shit. Angel Dust. I haven't spoken to him in months. This'll be good. Maybe. Who knows what this crazy bastard is up to this time?
Beep.
Hello,
I greet. Before I know it, I'm assaulted with a ludicrous barrage of words. Fuck a suck it, fuck a dip!
What?
You fuck, duck, shit, fuck!
What the fuck?
Slow down. You're busting my eardrums here. Can you speak English for 2 seconds? Please?
I assertively say. The voice on the other end lets out a defeated sigh.
I'm in a fucking panty tangle here. Can you come down to Vale's club? Please?
Angel pleads, stressed from something I couldn't quite uncover.
Why?
I respond.
It's not like I'm driving or anything.
Anon, I hear your flat plane crank engine spitting fumes. You ain't fooling me.
The spider demon says, tone flat, unlike his chest. I look at my speedometer. It reads 110 miles an hour, and I'm only in fourth gear. Shit. Caught red-handed, I guess.
Oh, fine, I groan. But can you at least tell me what's going on? I know you don't usually call anyone this early in the morning unless you...
I stop mid-sentence as the realization dawns on me.
I'll be there in 15. Don't go anywhere, all right, man? I'll be there soon. See ya.
I hang up the phone, quickly accelerating down the desolate freeway. You'll be all right, Angel. I promise. Before I know it, I'm pulling into the empty parking lot of Valentino's club. It's surprisingly clean for what could have been only 2 hours after the party. There was not a single speck of dust in the parking lot. Hell, I wish I could get this treatment for my room. What I'd give to have a space as clean as this. I park close to the entrance and push the engine button to shut off the vehicle. The moment I step out of it, I'm hit with a gust of freezing air. I forcefully hug myself. There was no way I was about to die of hypothermia at fucking 17. Fuck, I'm freezing my balls off here. Another gust of wind nearly knocks me off my feet and forces the car door shut. That's my cue to look for my friend, if you could call him that. I begin to speedwalk down the sidewalk, clutching myself in a tight hold so as to not pass out from the chilling dry air. If I catch a cold from this, I swear to Satan I'm going to sue Lucifer. Or God, I'm going to literally sue who or whatever the hell is making it this cold tonight. Fuck you, cold. Each shaky step freezes me to the point where I'm almost certain my internal functions are stiffening up and slowing down. The suffering doesn't last, though. I'm at the entrance before I know it. I pull out my cell phone and begin to tap in Angel's contact number, but a voice coming from my left stops me in my tracks.
Anon, that's you, pal.
The pained voice croaked. Sweet Jesus on his cross of rock, does he look worse for wear? Angel was sporting bruises all across his face and down into his chest. The purple blotches looked like they were about to burst out in an icky goo that could poison an archangel. His right eye was half shut, presumably from a strike that smacked him right on it. I notice his pizzazz as he walks towards me. Luckily, he wasn't limping. even while in what must be excruciating pain at almost 4 a.m. in the icy cold, Angel was the star of the show.
What was that? You think I'm a star? How sweet are you, Schnookums?
Angel says, posing with style as to sensationalize his words.
God damn it, fucking mumbling.
You too.
Fuck.
I mean, yeah, sure, you're always a star, I mutter.
It didn't matter how cool I thought I was. Nothing could repair my horrifically inept social skills. But my inner spurgout doesn't last for long as I take another look at Angel.
You all right, man? You don't look so hot.
He immediately responds with his signature up-and-at-'em attitude.
Of course I am, buddy. I'm fucking perfect.
My deadpan decimates his facade in just 2 seconds.
Okay. No. I got beat the shit out of again. Real bad. I was not in the mood for dancing tonight, and I think Mr. Rat Bastard could tell. There was no getting out of this one, Anon. I'm pretty sure he was able to tell from the beginning that I didn't want to deal with anyone's shit tonight. Fuck, why is it so hard to go 2 weeks without getting my fucking face fucked? Fuck!
Angel lurches back, head in his hands. It's clear that he's going through something real serious. Is there anything I can do here except let him vent? As luck would have it, the early morning mist began to fade away into nothingness, replaced with the sights and sounds of the impossibly large Pentagram City. A look at my hell phone tells me it's precisely 4:30 in the morning. Weather conditions, still cold as shit.
And then there's the other two. More specifically, the little TV fuckwad. He's almost as insufferable as Vale is.
Angel continued to rant.
How so?
I ask, curious to hear Angel's stance on Vox.
All he ever does is plaster his face on top of everything like the little narcissistic shit pile he is, you know. I mean, not that I'm not a narcissist. Everybody in this shithole is. But everywhere I go, I have to see the same shit from him and his cronies. Vogitech sport bike this, TV serial that. I like to tell myself that nobody fucking cares, but of course they do. They eat that stuff up like it was a box of donuts.
It probably wouldn't be the best idea to tell him I own one of his products right now. Suddenly, an idea hits me square in the face. There's nothing wrong with a little night walk, especially now since it was beginning to warm up a little bit. I should ask Angel and see if he's against the idea.
Hey, Angel, I interrupt.
What is it?
He almost bursts out.
I'm kind of in the middle of a rant about my fucking bosses here, Anon.
I know, I replied. How about you continue your rant while we're walking?
Huh?
Angel asks, curious.
I like to do a little something called night walking. It's a perfect little exercise for the end of a long day. I understand if you can't do it alone because you don't live in a secure sector like I do, but I was thinking that since we're together, maybe we could just take a walk.
I offer, praying he would say yes. Angel thinks.
I'll do it, but only because it's with you, Schnookums.
The spider demon's comment made me feel oddly fuzzy inside. Slow down, stupid heart. I'm not going to have a heart attack in front of my pal.
Nice,
I replied. God fucking damn it, my autism is back in full force, it seems.
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go.
Angel takes me by the hand and... hot porn star making physical contact. Alert, alert, alert. He has a boyfriend, doesn't he? Oh, wait, he has a boyfriend. DEFCON level decreased to 5. It is okay. I managed to shut off the deafening alarms in my head, but I'm still scrambling to respond from Angel's sudden display of affection.
So then she's all like, where have you been anyway? I thought you up and died of some shit. And then I told her, like, I'm telling you that there's this shitty, dingy little hotel about 20 miles from here. They're gonna give me a free room and board as long as I act like a goody little two-shoes. We were fighting pinches, so obviously I lost my clean streak, if you could call it that.
Angel begrudgingly quotes himself with his fingers. Our ears were having a field day tonight. There was nothing to bother us aside from the soft wind blowing past us and the occasional echoing gunshot. The buildings surrounding us were dim and undisturbed. The sidewalks look as if they had been deep cleaned before we got here. The outside darkness was illuminated by the pointy streetlights at our sides. For the few seconds they worked, at least. They flicker on and off like seconds ticking on a clock. I look at my hell phone to check the temperature once more. It was now a nice 63 degrees Fahrenheit. It seems Satan doesn't have it out for me today. Bam, I protrude like an idiot.
You said they were offering you free room and board. I assume that playing nice is the catch?
Yeah, pretty much. I have to basically act like a fucking angel.
Angel was smirking at his own pun.
To live there and have a chance at...
He does the jazz hands in a mocking tone.
Redemption. What a stupid idea that is. Redemption's for bitches. Am I right?
I pondered his question for a moment. Was redemption really possible? How far would they have to go to get this hotel thing off the ground? Is it even worth it in the end? Doesn't sound like the most ideal transformation. You'd lose whatever friends you've made, and you're already serving punishment for the life you lived before. But up in heaven, you wouldn't have to worry about getting robbed, shot, raped, or any of that stuff. You could be judged by your own merits.
Yeah, I guess so,
I say unconvincingly.
Doesn't even sound possible. Is Lucifer okay with this whole idea?
Couldn't tell you, Toots. Big Shot hasn't said a thing publicly,
the demon said, sighing. As we continue walking, I notice the splotches on his face and chest beginning to fade. It leaves me looking down at my own stomach and realizing that I still haven't quite healed from my mom's onslaught just yet. It still hurts like a bitch.
Hey, he grabs my attention. You all right? You keep looking down for some reason. Tell me, what's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing. My mom and I got into a fight about a week ago. She shoved me in my belly. She shoved me so hard it was like someone took a steel hammer and shattered my torso to bits. I'm still healing up. Could be at least 2 or so months before it's fully healed.
I explain, somewhat disheartened.
Oh, please. Angel rolls his eyes and pulls up my shirt. It can't be that bad, can it? Holy shit.
Angel sees a torso's worth of bandages on my body. He can still see an underlying purple coating my stomach, though it wasn't nearly as bad as when Stella first hit me.
Your mom did that? To you?
He asks, getting a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, she did. She apologized, though,
I replied.
Does it hurt?
The spider demon said before, ah, fuck! I reel in pain as Angel pokes at my belly. I begin to gently hold it in hopes of the pain going away. Angel offers 2 sympathetic hands to my sides, holding me in.
I heard nicotine relieves a bit of pain. Want a cigarette? They're the special Valentino kind. Strawberry flavor, just the way you like it.
Yeah, I could really use a smoke. I croak, still holding my stomach. Got a light?
Sure do.
Angel pulls out a very cheap-looking lighter and a pink cigarette and hands them to me. I try to light my cigarette, but to no avail. Nothing. Nothing still? Try as I might, it appears my effort at lighting the stupid thing isn't working. My friend takes notice of this and takes the lighter from me.
Hey!
I shout unwillingly.
What?
Angel asked.
Do you not know how to use a lighter? Check this out. You roll this little thing right here and press down on the button to light it. Like this.
He lights the lighter in 1 attempt.
See? Now you try it, Toots.
I tried 1 last time. I managed to get the light working, but only for a brief moment.
The heaven's wrong with this thing. I can't light it for shit, man.
I begrudgingly hand Angel the lighter, dejected at my uncomfortably mundane failure.
Give me that.
He took the lighter from me in a flash. Next thing I know, I'm holding a cigarette in my mouth as Angel lights it up for me. A long drag fills my lungs, the smoke causing me just a tiny amount of pain. I let out a relieved sigh, watching closely as the smoke eventually vaporizes into nothingness. Angel lights his own cigarette and takes a drag of his own.
Doesn't that feel better, Annie? It's like your problems all go away for just a brief moment.
We both continue to walk down our circled path, simply enjoying each other's company as well as our smokes. Our gloomy atmosphere was beginning to light up, bit by bit. And before long, our cigarettes were nothing more than smoldering filters on the ground. The nicotine coursing through my veins like a river was much-needed pain reliever. It felt better than ever right now with my friend and my buzz. Angel takes a look at his cell phone to see that it was now approaching 5:30 in the morning. I take a glance over and realize it would probably be best to drive him back to the hotel, wherever that is. But before I could manage to tell him that it's getting late, or rather early, Angel suddenly perks up at me with a question. I could see the porn club heading back into view again.
Hey, want to come up to the roof with me, Annie?
Angel asks. Why? I replied. Angel's face turns from a genuine smile to a mischievous smirk.
It'll be fun.
Without a word, I followed him to what looked to be a secret passageway inside the club. As we approached the untroubled entrance, I can't help but feel a gnawing anxiety in my gut, like something was about to go very wrong. Before I could make any complaints, however, Angel unlocks the entrance with his presumably secret key and takes me up the endless stairway by hand. Shut up, alarms. Now's not the time.
Come on, Anon. This is a view I'm sure you'll just love.
Angel chirps excitedly. He gently opens the door and... wow. And I thought the view from my balcony was great. This was just perfect in every way. Just the right altitude and just the right time. We walk towards the edge of the roof and simply stare off into Pentagram City. It was beginning to wake up after its likely restless slumber. Unlike last time on the balcony, I could clearly hear the sounds of commotion and violence bouncing through the buildings in the air. Gunshots rang out to the left of me, and honking horns blared to the right. This was nothing short of bliss.
Hey, Angel? I ask.
But within 2 seconds, my attitude changes from calm and collected to scared, shitless.
Who the fuck is up here?
A shrill, distorted voice screams. Wires violently burst open the door and send it flying. Oh, would you look at that? A flying door. Neat. Oh shit, that's a flying door! Angel and I barely manage to get out of the way as the metal door whizzes past us and crashes onto an expensive-looking motorcycle below. We stare at each other, then back at the door on the ground, then back at each other. Finally, we come to our senses and look at our intruder. Ah, shit, that would be...
Vox, it isn't what it looks like. It's just me and my pal Anon.
Angel gives a terrified laugh. If I looked hard enough, I bet I would see a smidge of brown on his pants.
You and who?
The flat screen asks, unimpressed. He shakes his square head and stares daggers right into the both of us. We stand ever so still, waiting for his next move. He quickly approaches the two of us. I make a note not to put my right hand on my holster. This is not a fight I was willing to get myself into.
Empty your pockets! Now!
We both reluctantly dump out everything that was in our pockets. I only had my keys, phone, and wallet, but Angel was sporting cigarettes, condoms, his lighter, and a plethora of other things. Some of it was even in his chest floof. God, how I wish I could bury my face in that.
You know, Angel whispered to me, you should really come down with Cherry and I to one of these fights going on around town. Could be fun. Don't tell me you don't want to blast a couple of freaks in the face.
Invite me to one of your parties when my life isn't on the line, Kay?
I whisper back.
And just what are you two whispering about?
the television demon yelled.
Nothing,
I respond unconvincingly. God damn it, not again.
Who even are you?
Vox spat, reaching for my wallet.
Hey, what are you...
I interrupt myself as I realize he's looking at my ID. This should be good.
Anonymous! What kind of fucking name is that? Anonymous Gouish...
Vox stops dead in his tracks. His wide eyes go just a little bit wider than usual. He looks to me, then Angel, then back at the ID. He hands it to me without a word.
Anonymous, get out of here. And you, Angel, you're coming with me.
Vox said, tone flat. I do my best to explain everything from start to finish in hopes Angel could come back with me to the palace instead.
You see, it all started...
The doors to the club are immediately slammed in my face. The city's hustle and bustle was back in full swing. That's my cue to go home. I take one last look at the abandoned vehicles to my right and walk up to the Purari. Once I'm inside, I let out a stressed sigh of disappointment. I was hoping for it to end with Angel coming with me. But fate had other plans, it seems. I start the car and begin what looked to be a long drive home.